John 3:16 is probably the most well-known Bible verse, and it comes out of this conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You could unpack that verse and you'd find the greatest truth, the greatest love, the greatest news, the greatest sacrifice. It's an incredible verse. You see that verse held up at a lot of sporting events, wherever there's a camera around. People want to hold up John 3:16 to try to direct people's attention to Jesus. People have traveled overseas. People have laid down their life to bring that verse to other people. And that is the gospel when you sum it up. Jesus Christ, the Father sent him. He died for our sins, and he's risen. Those who will put their trust in him. Now, I looked at a study recently done by George Barna. In terms of statistics in our country, more than half of our nation here in America believes that good works will get you to heaven. How do you make it to heaven? Good works. More than half of our country. That's a direct opposite teaching of that verse. That verse says whoever believes, whoever trusts, whoever follows. That's the truth of the gospel, not good works. So even though it's the most well-known Bible verse, there's so much confusion when it comes to how does someone make it to heaven. So let's go back to that verse. Let's soak up that verse. Let's share that verse. In a country where there's so much twisting and misunderstanding of Scripture, it's a great place to start. Share that verse with a friend today.